Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua, and we are on day 14. And the title today is God Cares About Everything. A lot of people have a very sterile view of God, at least in my opinion, and that's fine. I'm not here to tell anyone what their relationship with God should look like, because religion does that, and I don't. I will certainly ask questions, share my life and connection with God, and give people a choice, but that's about it. A long time ago, I belonged to a group which thought that they had all the answers and the only answers. I've long since moved away from that point of view. Do you know the saying, quote, "Convince a man against his will, he's of the same opinion still," end of quote. That was first said in 1792, but it still holds true today. So never debate or argue with anyone, especially about God. Your relationship with God is a very personal thing. I've said for years that God has no grandchildren. Everyone is a direct descendant. Now what that means is everybody has to come up with their own relationship with God and figure it out. It can't be from your parents or from people you hang out with or from a group that you associate with. You got to figure out your own connection. One of the most well-recognized verses in the scriptures is John 3:16. And it says that God wants us to come to him. Not that he makes us, not that he demands us, but that he wants us to come to him. In light of that, I can share my connection with God, and if it appeals to someone, I can show them more. In the scriptures, bringing anyone to God is a two-step process. First, there is the announcement in general, then there is the follow-up when people respond. In history, there were people known as town criers who would go through the streets of villages or towns declaring a message from a king or someone important. Then they would post the details of that message on a wall where those interested could read more about it. As I'm writing my stories, you may connect with some parts that I write about and not so much with other parts, and that's fine. If you want to know more, you'll ask. If you don't care, you'll move on, and all of it is perfect. Those who want to know more will stay, and I'll offer even more to hopefully enrich lives and make this journey in life a rewarding one. I have no agenda other than to make God known, and the rest is everyone's individual choice. It may seem like some of my stories have nothing to do with God, but I can assure you that's not the case, and if you stick around long enough, I'll show you what I mean. Well, that's enough of a prelude for now, so let's get into the story for today. Debbie and I were brought up Methodists, which, at least back in the day, was sort of a middle-of-the-road denomination. Nothing really hardcore, so to speak. But from a very young age, I talked to God. Maybe because I spent a lot of time alone, but for whatever reason, I would talk to God. It wasn't formal or religious, just talking to God. I spent a lot of time feeling sorry for myself, so I'm sure I complained to God or whined about my lot in life, but I still talked to him. On one particular occasion after Daddy left, I was invited by my cousin Ken and my uncle Kent to go dove hunting with them. Now, I had a single-barrel 12-gauge shotgun that belonged to Poppy, my grandfather, on my mother's side, which meant that by the time I got the gun, it was probably close to 100 years old, but it still worked. It was a single-action hammer. You pull back the hammer and shoot a single-barrel shot. But at least I knew how to shoot. I didn't take my gun down to Whiteville, where my cousin and uncle lived, because they told me that they had a gun I could use. Now, they used the Ithaca or Remington shotguns. I can't remember. I think it was Ithaca, but I can't remember. went hunting birds, and that was a great thing because those guns had three shells in the chamber when it had a plug in it, so that you could fire three shells without having to reload. Just a side note here for any novice hunter, when you're hunting birds, use a single barrel shotgun, because if you have a shotgun that can pump out three shells, one right after another, believe me, you'll go through a box of shells in no time and probably miss everything. Just some friendly advice. So there I am, hunting with my cousin and my uncle, which I really appreciated. I have a modern, classy shotgun with three shells in it ready to fire in my hands, and we reach the cornfields where we're going to hunt. Uncle Kent tells me to go down one irrigation ditch and that he and Ken will go down the other side on the other irrigation ditch. So I start walking into my place. Now, the major problem is that I'd never been dove hunting before, and I don't have the slightest clue as to what a dove even looks like. Why didn't I ask, you might say? Come on. I was an insecure boy who didn't want to look stupid or inept, so no, I didn't ask anything. This is when I started talking to God. It went something like this. What am I doing, God? How is this going to work? I don't even know what a dove looks like. I can't remember if it happened right away, but all of a sudden, a dove flew out of the ditch and hovered in midair right in front of me. And I heard, "This is a dove." And then it flew off. How amazing and kind of God to be such a loving father to me on this totally insignificant matter. The other amazing thing when I look back on it was that I was thankful for what happened, but it seemed normal to me. I never told anyone about this, probably for 50 years. It was just part of my life with God, and I tucked it away. If anyone's feeling sorry for the doves, don't worry. I went through a box of shells that day, and I don't think I hit a thing. Also, the rule was that you always eat what you shoot, so no bird ever died in vain. Later, I got very good with my single-barrel shotgun, and one day I got 11 doves with 15 shots. But that's just bragging, so I'll close out here. Just remember that God cares about all the details of your life. Nothing is too small, nothing is too big for God. So don't hold back. Talk to Him about everything.